come to tempt your palate, and they make the rounds on the town in a maximum limousine. You found the right radio show for a couple of guys who are in the know about the best places to go in the local scene. Executive Chef Fred Genovese and his guests will cook and saute. They share their food and they share their recipes. Kevin Jenkins, he's a fat man jumping in on the pots and pans. So don't touch that dial if you please. Chef and the Fat Man, Chef and the Fat Man. Why should you ever trust a cook that isn't portly? You found the right radio show for a couple of guys who are in the know about the best places to go in the local scene.
Welcome, my friends. Welcome, welcome, welcome. It's that time of the week, the time you've all anxiously been waiting for. It's that time of the week where you grab the mothers, the fathers, the sisters, the brothers, the boyfriends, the girlfriends. Unless you're Tiger Woods and you're in therapy. But I'm just saying. Gather them around the old tube radio as it's time once again to take you on that weekly culinary journey into classic theater of the mind radio. We're listened to by thousands, streamed around the world on News Talk 1160, the talk of the town. This week, our mobile kitchens has us at a very unique place. It is the ultimate warehouse. It is the cook's warehouse, and we are celebrating, da-da-da-da, you can't see it at home because you're in radio. The Big Green Egg Cookbook is finally out, my friends. It's out. It's out. I must say, I'm a little upset about it because now our cookbook will be shoved to the side. But this is much prettier, much nicer, much better.
I'm good with being shoved to the side as long as it's not down the chute, you know. That's well, the one I'm worried about.
I'll tell you, this is an awesome cookbook, my friends. We'll be talking about it throughout the show. And Chef and the Fat Man, the Blue Collar Chefs, is proudly brought to you by the Big Green Egg, the ultimate cooking vessel. And by Culinary Prep, the newest innovation for marinating and protecting the food you eat and the loved ones around you. And by DiscoverIreland.com. Why not take the trip of a lifetime? Go spend St. Patrick's Day in Dublin. We did last year. It's a trip you will never forget. Spend much time at Guinness, a lot of time at Jameson, and then run down and have some fish and chips. What the heck? Anyway, go to Tourism Ireland and go to DiscoverIreland.com. They will give you the trip of a lifetime. Or you can join us at the Monteleone Hotel this weekend. Coming up, as we are going down for Super Bowl, baby, as the Saints are going to trounce the Indianapolis Colts. Yes. We're going to be there live from the Monteleone Hotel and from Arno's right there on Bourbon Street. We will be on the balcony overlooking Bourbon Street. It shall be fun. But when we're in New Orleans, we stay at a place that is the heart and soul of hospitality, the Monteleone Hotel in the French Quarter. And always, always remember to take a few dollars and support our Georgia USO. Our troops will appreciate it, and you will also. Go to our website and click on the USO logo and contribute to our troops, my friends. The USO is a very important part of bringing a little home away from home. Joining me as he does each and every week around the old mobile kitchens, it's Executive Chef Fred Genovese.
Man, you know what? Big Green Egg is our home away from home.
Oh, absolutely.
This should be like the Toyland away from home. There is everything in here you could want.
The Cook's Warehouse, especially this one in this location right in Midtown, it's beautiful.
Right here at Ansley Mall. Let me tell you the great thing about it, Kevin.
Yes?
When we got here, cold outside, took my jacket off. Mary's like, let me get that for you. I'm like, okay. It's like, what else do you need? What else do you need? And the whole staff, Mary Moore, does a fantastic job anyway. And with Wendy helping her and everything else, the staff here is absolutely phenomenal.
But let's not get confused here. It wasn't Mary Moore that took your jacket.
No, it wasn't.
I was going to say, Mary doesn't do jackets.
No, Mary Moore does not. However, this place is absolutely phenomenal. I mean, they've got everything from knife cases to flippers to, and when I talk about flippers, I'm talking about the little measuring things.
Oh, I was going to say, not the Dolphins.
No. They're not even in the Super Bowl. They're hosting the game, but, you know.
Yes, that's
true. As close as you can get to not being there.
That's it.
And then, yeah, I mean, in New Orleans for Super Bowl? I told a friend of mine that. He goes, do you realize that's probably once in a lifetime that you get to do that?
And I'm well,
like, probably not, because they'll be in it next year, so it's two in a row.
Yes, but to be there when Mardi Gras begins this coming weekend, Mardi Gras and the Super Bowl with the Saints in it. Man, I'm telling you, Bourbon Street.
Line up.
will be rocking, and we will do everything we can to help support the Abita beer industry down there.
Absolutely.
Acme Oysters.
Absolutely.
Arno's.
Yes.
We'll have to go over to Stanley's and get some of the...
We were talking the gumbo.
Yep.
Go to the gumbo shop.
I'm telling you, my friends, it will be amazing.
Cafe Du Monde.
Cafe Du Monde.
Got it.
And of course, Harrah's.
Well, that goes without saying. Are you kidding me?
That's hey, like, I've been on a roll lately, man. I have been cleaning up at Harrah's, which means I'm dead.
I got a question.
Yes.
And I need an honest answer from you.
Honest.
We're going down there. We're going to be down there late Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. We're coming back Monday. Let's call it three whole days.
Right.
How much weight are you going to gain in 3 days when you're down there? I know what mine average is.
I'm going 2.5 pounds a day.
I was going to say, mine's seven. Mine's seven.
Hey, you know, listen, man.
It is what it is.
Hey. Well, we will try. Speaking of trying, one lady who tried and tried and tried and did so extremely well. She is a lady who is a recipe author extraordinaire. She is going to be joining us a little later in the show. Sarah Levy, the recipe author of the Big Green Egg Cookbook. And I'm telling you, my friends, if you own an egg or want to dream about owning an egg, look at the book that Sarah Levy helped put together. This is an amazing culinary journey, my friends. The pictures are amazing. The recipes are so well laid out. And Chef Red, I'm almost speechless, darest I say.
You know, we get 10, 12 books a week mailed to us. Check this out. Check that out. Have this author on. Have this. Okay, that's fine. And you know what? We go through them. We're like, yeah, okay, whatever. This book, if you don't have an egg, you'll want to have an egg. This would be the perfect springboard into convincing someone who doesn't, who's on the fence. Well, should I get the W? Should I get the chart? Give them this book. This is one that has the wow factor of 10 that we say.
Yes.
And it's one that will decisively decide for you that, you know what, my food can look like that. And that's with some of the cookbooks we get, you look and you're going, there's no way my food's not going to look that good. The list of ingredients is 40 pages long. This one is beautiful. The photography, it's easily laid out. It is the perfect accoutrement to anyone who owns an egg.
Accoutrement. Very nice, Chef.
Thanks. Place setters are important. Pizza stones. The whole nine yards.
We will now name this one of the two most deadly cookbooks on Earth.
The second.
Yes. Because once you own this cookbook, if you don't own an egg, you will own an egg. So if you know somebody you want to get even with that doesn't have an egg, give them this cookbook. Then they're going to go out and get an egg.
There you go.
I'm telling you, Sarah Levy has really wrung it out, man. She has stepped up the game. And now all the other wannabe grills are looking at this cookbook and saying, my goodness, why didn't we call Sarah?
Well, the reason they didn't call Sarah was, and for the reason we didn't know about the book, it was a well-kept secret.
I mean, from the iron, or I should say the ceramic vault.
Yes.
The ceramic vault at BGE headquarters. When Chef of the Fat Man doesn't even know about it till 3 weeks ago, that's a secret.
That is a big secret. And, one, you know, Bobby kept it well under wraps.
I'm going to have a few conversations with him.
You know, I could almost say that Bobby could be connected in the family. He kept secrets.
So.
I mean, he would have taken that one to his grave if it wouldn't have come out. That's impressive.
Well, speaking of impressive, we're going to be doing some recipes from this now famous book. You know, it's going to be on the New York Times bestseller list, I have no doubt.
Easily. Everybody's going to get their hands on this. Everybody.
Oh, and you know, they can come down to Cook's Warehouse. You know, Sarah Levy was actually autographing the books today.
She was.
She's over there smiling and doing her thing. She's even got the cool hip signature. I haven't seen what she puts on there, like lip smacking or XXOO. We'll have to find out.
But you know, when you put a cookbook out and you've done a really good job and you've got the backing and the tools like the Big Green Egg,
yes,
you know it's going to be a success when the lady who's signing the book or the gentleman signing the book brings not one, not two, but 10 pens to autograph with. No,
yes.
She's blowing the ink. She's blowing that ink. And the other nice thing was her daughter brought her a wrist support. So when her wrist gets a little carpal tunnel from signing so many books, the only problem is they're not going to be able to keep them in stock.
Well, you know what she's going to do? Her daughter has one of those rings through her nose. She can attach a little string to it and hold the pen.
Kevin.
So I'm just saying.
Kevin.
That's why she had it, wasn't
the
it?
The other thing is,
yes.
Luckily,
yes.
At the BGA headquarters, they might have maybe 10 or 12 square feet they can stock some books amongst the thousands of eggs in there. That's, I think that's why they moved.
Well, you know,
for this cookbook.
You know, one of the top officers, with, I mean, she is the lady you call the Divine Miss J. Jody is in the house for this big momentous occasion. This is the first book signing, really the first big-time book signing for this book, and you and I are part of it. My goodness, does it get any more exciting than that?
It does not, because I'm telling you, I can't wait to get home and thumb through it. My wife, you know Linda, she reads 2 books a day. No problem. I start on a page, sound asleep.
Big Green Eggs and Ham.
Exactly. You know, and I get stuck on some of the words, and I call you. I'm like, Kevin, what's this ham thing mean? And you explain it to me. But I read cookbooks all day long. Yeah. Love cookbooks and breaking them down. Going through this already, just for the hour that we've got to get our paws on it, very, very easy to follow. And beautiful pictures.
Unbelievable. Because when the Big Green Egg puts her name on it, it's the best it can be. Absolutely no exception, a must-have cookbook. And then the perfect accoutrement for this cookbook, Chef and Fat Man Blue Collar, fucking I'm thinking.
There you go.
Hey, got to get a cheap plug for us in there, too. But anyway, my friends, when we come back, we're going to introduce you to a couple of people, Brian and Bree, or Bree and Brian. Be PC if you want to. But anyway, we're going to talk about the recipes we're going to do. We're going to do praline bread pudding, tuna melt, salt and pepper-crusted tilapia, Egg Fest chili, skillet cornbread, coffee Kahlua brownies. My God, does it get any better than this? The excitement is building. The crowds are huge. It's the Big Green Egg Cookbook Rollout, my friends. And the recipe author herself, Sarah Levy, is here. It's all about food. It's all about fun. It's all about a celebration of the good life. What better place to celebrate than Cook's Warehouse right here in Midtown, taking it to the streets of Atlanta, baby. All righty. Welcome back, my friends. Chef and a Fat Man live from Cook's Warehouse in beautiful Midtown. It's right here in Ansley Mall. It is the ultimate place to come and get all kinds of goodies for the kitchen and the latest headquarters for everything that's Big Green Egg. And Chef Red, we are going to be cooking up some delicious delicacies along with Brian Hartness and Bree Williams, the B&B twins.
There you go.
You know, that's kind of a beautiful thing. Yeah, bread and butter. You know, these two are pretty cool. Now, I got to say one thing. You know, Bree is just like, bring it on, baby. And Brian's kind of like, well, you know, I've always been behind. I've never been in front. Yeah. Well, we'll
kinda,
get him.
Kind of like my school grades. Always a little behind.
That's right. The special bus that he rode as a kid, that's okay. He was a special child. But anyway, we're going to have a lot of fun because they're going to actually be putting together and assembling the recipes for the Big Green Egg Cookbook. That's a pretty lofty and hefty goal.
That's a very lofty and hefty goal. And the thing about it is, though, this book is so easy to follow.
Oh,
and
man.
So, yeah, I almost want to say it's like the Big Green Egg Cookbook for dummies. But if you got an egg, it's forgiving. I mean, come on.
Very artistic.
You know, we've talked about it a bazillion times. It's beautiful. It's well laid out. And it's easy to follow. And anybody can do it.
Like the egg. The Big Green Egg Cookbook. That's it. It says it all. It's what it is. And Chef Red, you're getting ready to start with a recipe to celebrate our trip to New Orleans. I'm going to do this. I do it every year just to watch her cringe. Laissez le bon temps rouler, my friends.
I think I have to cringe for her.
That was beautiful.
I will give you this.
Yes.
That was better than Jimmy Johnson did on Fox NFL Update.
Yes.
Because he butchered it like, you know, really bad. But anyway.
Praline bread pudding.
When you were there for the first New Orleans game when they beat the Cardinals?
Yes, when we roasted the birds.
Yes, roasted the birds. I asked you to pick me up some pralines.
I did.
For a couple reasons. And you did. I was so proud of you.
Thanks.
You know, that little ginkgo biloba you've been taking when you remember works well.
Let me tell you, as much time as I spent at French 75 at Arno's.
Yeah, well, we don't.
3 o'clock in the morning, 5 hours of sleep. I'm glad I remembered
the
pralines.
You know what, Kevin? I also want to compliment you.
Yes.
Because you were telling me the story of how you helped this young lady who had lost her way.
Yes.
That was very nice. You helped her in. But anyway,
what a gentleman.
I'm telling you. Praline bread pudding. We can make pralines, and this recipe is going to be up on the website when you go to chefandthefatman.com to get the recipes. But I said, you know what? If we're going to do kind of authentic, let's bring some pralines back from New Orleans. And I don't know if it's pralines.
You say pralines. There you go.
But anyway, so we're going to put some eggs together. We're going to make a basic custard.
Okay.
Eggs, cream, cinnamon, fresh nutmeg, some really good vanilla, and the bread we're going to be using is a challah bread that's 3 days old. It's got raisins in it.
Let's see. No, it's about 2.5.
Actually, it's closer to 3.
Well,
But it's very, very good. And you're going to go, well, it's a little stale. It's
it really is.
Yeah.
I thought I got water to reconstitute it.
It's supposed to be. And that mixture, once we put everything together, it's going to sit for about an hour, 2 hours. Do it in the refrigerator. Pour it into your casserole dish. Have at it. The second part of this is going to be an anglaise. Which
a
is
who?
An anglaise sauce, which is going to go
English?
Up on anglaise.
Which is French for English.
Yeah, pretty much. But we don't talk about those.
Yeah,
anyway.
I know. I'm sorry.
And that's going to go on top of this. So the pralines are going to melt. We're going to fold those in there. And then we're going to put a few on top. So as this last 10 minutes, that praline's going to just melt and enrobe and encase and fill all the little nooks and crannies. Pralines are just a beautiful thing. I mean,
they really are.
I would say that's probably at least 1 pound in New Orleans that you put on.
Just, that's right.
Because it's like you go to the little shop down off of Royal and you're like, well, I have a couple of those. And I think that, let me get a couple of those. Great thing.
Yeah, so, and they let you sample, which really stinks.
Yeah, that's another quarter of a pound in the sampling part. We are, you know what? We've been kicked out of some nice places.
Yes,
never
we have.
Never been kicked out of a praline shop, but I'm thinking it's due to happen.
Yeah, see, as soon as they see our cards are good, they let us stay.
That's it.
Now, the next recipe we're going to do comes right out of the Big Green Egg Cookbook. And my friends, you can't see him at home. But he was a little nervous. Face got a little flushed. But then all of a sudden... Then all of a sudden, he got this calm that came over him after watching how we did it, Chef Red. Let us welcome Brian Hartness. Brian, welcome to Chef and a Fat Man, my friend.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Yeah, very good. Now, you're going to do something right out of the Big Green Egg new cookbook.
Absolutely, absolutely. We're going to do the Egg Fest chili today. This is a recipe that was kind of inspired by one of the original eggheads, if you will, somebody that's responsible or was partially responsible for the development or, I guess, the Eggtoberfest you guys hold every year.
Oh, wow.
So, we're really excited to get this recipe and to demonstrate it for you today.
Give us a basic rundown of what's in it without spilling the beans,
okay.
Shall we say.
Well, this is a smoked chili. First of all, we're going to actually use some pecan chips to smoke the chili.
Nice.
And then we're going to add a little more smoke to it by using applewood smoked bacon. And then we're going to hit it with some of your basic, your roots, or if you will, onions, celery, garlic. We're going to use some ground chuck today. Some of our basic barbecue rub that we have developed, which is on another page in this book. So it's really, really nice. And then a couple of other spices. We have chili powder, cumin, cinnamon, unsweetened cocoa powder, dried oregano, beef stock, canned diced tomatoes, and the list goes on and on. We got three different kinds of beans in here.
We got pintos,
we got kidney beans, we got cannellini beans, and we got a little bit of vinegar in here as well, some balsamic, which is really nice. Kind of adds a little bit of sweetness, something a little different.
Now, Brian, one of those things that you were going down, I noticed there were a couple people out there, they kind of went, huh? Cocoa powder.
In Mexico they use chocolate to make mole or whatnot,
right.
And chocolate is one of those things that really gives, you wouldn't know that it's in there, but it gives it a really nice background, subtle background flavor that you're going to be like, what is that?
Exactly.
N-E-S-T-L-E-S, Nestle's makes the very best.
Absolutely.
Cocoa powder.
So
thanks, commercial boy.
A couple of more ingredients I want to finish off with. I'm going to hit it with Tabasco sauce. Another element of smokiness, we're going to use chipotle peppers, which are dried and smoked jalapenos.
Have you ever smoked a jalapeno? I'm just asking.
Brian, just keep going. Sorry.
Sorry.
And then, of course, we're going to garnish that with some cheddar cheese, preferably sharp, scallions, and then sour cream.
The only sharp thing on this show today, I'm thinking, is the cheddar cheese. Anyway, that sounds awesome. We can hardly wait till you throw it together. You're actually going to throw it together for us. We're going to throw it on the egg, and then we're going to let people sample. What a beautiful thing.
Absolutely.
The Big Green Egg Cookbook, my friends, roaring to the store near you. You better get in and get it early.
You know, even though Christmas has passed, this would still be a phenomenal gift to get, hands down.
Well, you know what goes good with chili?
Cornbread.
Well, yeah, the pop of pepper.
Negative.
No, what goes great with chili is
a good
tuna.
Beer.
Yeah, absolutely.
So let's do tuna melts.
A very simple thing, but you know what? Tuna sandwiches are a great thing. Cornbread goes much better, of course. But this is quite the eclectic show because we're mixing things up. We never do anything on a schedule. Very simple. We've got some great canned albacore tuna in water. And we're going to use a little bit of mayonnaise, some red onion, a little bit of capers. Light capers. Very, very good. Very nice, very simple to do. And we're going to mix all those type things up. We're going to take some French bread, fresh French bread. We're going to cut it on the bias, which means at an angle, a little bit long. We're going to put some of that tuna fish down, Kevin. Take a beautiful beefsteak tomato, cut it in half. Once we've cut a slice, lay it on top. Top it with provolone cheese. Stick that under the broiler. You could do this as a little tapenade if you wanted to. Very easy.
A tapenade. Everybody wants to do a tapenade. I can't wait to do a tapenade.
Would you stop? You keep this up, and
saying.
I'm going to tell Chef Tommy DiGiovanni at Arnold's that you're not allowed in. Chris and Marvin will not give you a two-week-old Bud Light. I'll make sure it's only a week.
You wouldn't.
I would.
Yeah, you would.
No beats for you, mister. Keep it up.
Oh, man.
Please, no beats for you.
Yeah. Hey, I'll earn them.
I won't tell you what somebody said to me the other day.
What, was it Bree?
No, it wasn't.
She was wondering if she could earn some beads?
No, actually, Brian had asked me before he went on. It wasn't that long ago. He said, do you have any beads that we can throw out in the audience? Because I've seen some people. I've said, no, we're not New Orleans. That's against the law here. But
yes.
Actually, someone at work asked me if I could take many pictures and send them to them. I'm like, yeah, $1 a picture. I'm going to make some money on this trip.
Well, talking about making money, there's an award-winning money-making recipe that if you follow it, you will be absolutely spot on. And the lovely Bree is going to set it up for us. She's going to do a little skillet cornbread. Hey, Bree.
How are you?
Hey, good. This is Bree Williams, my friends. Let's give her a hand. Let's talk about, tell us very basically what's in this cornbread that you're going to be fixing up a little later.
Our skillet cornbread has a little stone ground yellow cornmeal. We have a little bit of sugar, so it's not too sweet. Stick of butter, which is always good.
Beautiful. Woo-hoo. Thing.
Mm-hmm. 2 cups of heavy cream.
Nice. Hey, I like it already.
Low-fat cornbread.
One
there you go.
One for each cheek. And then we took some corn on the cob that we roasted on the we roasted on the grill, and then we shucked it and put it in our cornbread.
On the egg?
On the egg. Oh. It is the egg. Thank you for your correction. The big green egg.
Yes.
Grilling and chilling.
Grilling and chilling. Sounds delicious, and you're going to whip this all together for us. We are excited.
Absolutely.
Beyond belief.
Thank you.
So B&B are in the house. Chef Fred, after she does her cornbread, you can't help but go to salt and pepper crusted tilapia.
This is true, and I will apologize now because I left something off your recipe. It is salt and pepper, but it's salt and pepper cashew encrusted tilapia.
Well, that's fine. I'm not going to hold it against you.
The cool thing is, it's already done. Have you had these?
Yes.
These are, put your hand out, Kevin. These are, hang on, you got to do this properly, I was told.
Yes.
The guy at Emerald said you have to shake them first to bring all the salt and pepper down.
Okay.
Taste these cashews. Absolutely amazing.
Yes.
We're
going to
take those, put them in the Cuisinart or a KitchenAid food processor, grind them
up. I got
them
eating out of my hands. Beautiful.
No pun intended.
Yeah.
And then that's going to be the crust to go on top of the tilapia. Absolutely, very easy. A little bit of cilantro, but we're going to take a little bit of lime juice and put on top of the fish first.
Then we'll finish up with a coffee Kahlua brownie, low-cal.
Absolutely, that's what we do, low-cal.
There you have it, my friends. So we are going to load you up with calories today. Everything's going to be fattening. Everything is going to be delicious. And when we come back, Chef Fred is going to kick it off with praline bread pudding. Now, by the scoop, it's going to be about 2,421 calories.
Give or take 10 or 20 or 30.
But once you hit 100. The thousands, who cares?
Exactly.
It's all about food. It's all about fun. It's all about a celebration of the good life. The good life is the new Big Green Egg cookbook. It's out. It's hot. It's the number one selling cookbook in the world right now. I'm thinking.
It soon will be if it's not already.
Now that it's on Chef and a Fat Man, when we come back, we're going to start it off. Praline bread pudding. Heading to the Big Easy for Super Bowl, baby. Chef and a Fat Man taking it to the streets of Midtown.
Mm. Oh, that's God. Nice on the air.
Well,
sorry, folks. Kevin is trying some of that.
The chili is to die for.
That's a little harsh.
Well,
and if it was your last supper, then yeah, that would be good.
I think it would be a good last supper item, you know? So pretend you had just whacked somebody and they had you on death row.
But see, the thing about it is, though,
yeah.
When we whack somebody, nobody knows who does it.
Well, you know, it's a Genovese thing. I don't know.
When was the last time you ever saw John Gotti or Vito Genovese or some of those guys on the electric chair, or in the electric chair? They don't.
No.
Those are called fall guys that do it for you. Hello?
I'll tell you what, you sure picked up. You are a chip off the old block.
Proud of it, too.
Well, talking about chips, how about some praline chips and putting them into a bread pudding that you're getting ready to fix for us? Start it off, Chef Fred. We're dying.
You know, real simple. I cheated. I went ahead and, like you said, I have you bringing me the pralines so that That's not a good place to put those.
No.
Wife was eyeing those like crazy. All right, so we got some heavy cream that's going to go in this bowl.
Oh, beautiful.
Squeeze it out. Four whole eggs.
Nice.
Let's give that a little whisk. Get those kind of incorporated. Very simple, basic custard recipe. Don't stand so close. A little bit of fresh nutmeg. Not that stuff already done. Fresh nutmeg. The nut.
Yes.
Of the meg.
That sound, my friends, is not the sound
smell
of dry
that.
Skin
I mean,
on
you
Chef
know what that
Fred.
Smells like. I mean, that's amazing.
It
so
is,
pass that around.
It
Don't
is the
it.
Sound
I don't want it back.
Of nutmeg being scraped across a nutmeg scraper.
There you go. It's nutmeg safe. Brown sugar. Actually, Kevin got this here. This is vanilla extract. This would almost be as good as smell that.
Yeah, this is the real thing. This is not what they call imitation. This
no,
is
no,
like
no. This is my wife goes.
Extract.
I spent a lot of money. Well, something like that. But anyway, we're going to use that carefully. A little bit in there. Seal that back up. Just to make sure nothing happens. Start working that brown sugar in there. Make sure that all gets broken up. A little bit of cinnamon.
How much?
That much.
There you go.
If you want specifics, go to the website, chefandthefatman.com. All of them will be laid out. Probably not as nice as the Big Green Egg cookbook.
No, because they got beautiful pictures.
Well, we could do that, too.
No, we
Where's our photographer? What's the sore subject? His camera broke.
Well, I'm just saying. Ooh, that looks good.
Doesn't that look good? Then we're going to take all this that we've diced up of that hollow raisin bread, and we're just going to start folding that in.
You know, I've never thought of using actual raisin bread. I've always just put pure or straight raisins in it.
You could do
very,
any one.
That's
I mean,
very creative.
Talked
like
to
a
couple chefs in New Orleans, and they were like, yeah, you use raisin bread. Traditionally, it's a French bread.
Right.
And bread pudding, too, also doesn't have to be sweet. Everybody thinks bread pudding is always sweet. Absolutely, mm-hmm. could be easily be savory.
Absolutely.
You could do mushrooms and herbs.
Now,
and,
wait a minute.
What?
Savory bread pudding is kind of like coffee ice cream.
When you were at Besh's restaurant in August, they did a wild mushroom bread pudding off to the side on their roasted pork tenderloin. Not
nice.
That I remember that I was sitting at the third seat facing the kitchen. Don't remember all that detail, but I do remember it was a wild mushroom bread pudding.
Yeah, well, let me tell you something. If you lined up all the bread puddings in the world, I wonder how many would go for the wild mushroom and how many would go for the bourbon glaze.
I would go for the wild mushroom if John Besh made it, or any of his chefs.
I don't know. Chef Tommy could make a bread pudding that would make your lips, make your tongue slap your forehead, I'm thinking.
I'm not arguing that fact. Not arguing that fact at all.
I'm waiting for yours.
For my what?
Bread pudding.
Well, you're going to have to wait a little bit longer because it's got to set.
It might be better than all.
There you go. The pop of pepper speaks.
See, you could do a pepper bread pudding.
Oh, yeah. That would be lovely. Keep going.
So this is all going to mix in. Now it's going into the fridge. This is going to sit up for about 2 hours so it can absorb because the engineer's in the way. We'll just open that.
All right. So it's sitting there for 2 hours.
So that's going to sit up, and it's going to absorb all that. That's why we use stale bread, because stale bread's going to absorb all the moisture out, and that's what's going to make it moist. Then when we put it in the casserole dish, we're going to dot it with a few pats of quarter pound of butter on top.
I think a half pound of butter, you know, would be better.
With her brownies, if she's got the cheeks covered, I'll go for the thighs. We'll just round out that whole thing.
Well, there you have the body parts of Chef and the Fat Man to Blue Collar Chefs. We absolutely focus on your body parts with the different fats that we give you, because here on Chef and the Fat Man to Blue Collar Chefs, we take you down that road to culinary excellence each and every week. We are the only live radio cooking show in the world, and we are taking you first to Cook's Warehouse this week. Next week and the following week, we're taking in New Orleans for Mardi Gras, Super Bowl, Saints win, and...
Party!
That's right. Arno's and the Monteleone Carousel. And yes?
I've already gone ahead. We're leaving Monday morning. We're driving down there.
Yeah.
I told my boss I will call him sometime Sunday morning, early
yeah.
Monday morning.
Yeah, I'll bet.
If I may not make it out on time because the roads may be closed because of all... Your flight, you may not be able to make it to the airport. Because you got a late flight.
Well, I went a little later because I knew that the celebration will be magnificent. And the wee hours of the morning, Arno's will probably stay open a little later for me. They always do. They're very accommodating.
They are very accommodating. Just sit down, be quiet, and we'll serve you Bud Lights, and there you go.
Well, that's pretty accommodating.
That's right.
Anyway, so you got your bread pudding.
Bread pudding, that's going to sit up, and then second hour I'll pull that out, and we'll get that into the casserole dish and get that going, and then we'll fold in the pralines right before we put it in the casserole dish.
Chef and a Fat Man celebrating the good life from Cook's Warehouse Midtown location. It is like a guru's place for incredible food. If you want the best things for your kitchen to make your food taste better, if you want every knick-knack, tallywhack, give your dog a bone, this is the place to come.
They don't have dog bones.
Well, I don't know. They probably
do. I have checked. They don't.
Now, let me tell you something. Not only do they have the Big Green Egg cooking out front, but they've got a seminar going off on one side. They've got our show going off in another. They've got a book signing in another section. This place is magnificent. And how about this, Chef Red? They called us because the Big Green Egg Cookbook rollout, first time in Atlanta. We're here. We're helping them take it to another level. Look out, New York Times. We're heading to the top, baby.
You know, I think we should actually have to personally escort Sarah wherever she goes for her signing. That's just my thought. Sorry, Bree, Brian, you know.
Well, you know one thing. There's going to be at least two people carrying her pens.
Two people carrying her pens.
Hey, and you know what? She's already on her third pen over there.
You know,
it's a beautiful, not pen, Sharpie.
Sharpie, yes.
Yes, Sharpie. You don't sign with pens anymore. That's kind of blasé.
And it's we would Sharpie. Know because we've just graduated to crayons in our cookbook.
That's right. We started out with blood because that was the cheapest.
That's right.
But people got a little sensitive about that. Anyway, my friends, the Big Green Egg Cookbook is out. It is here at Cook's Warehouse. You can get it at the Big Green Egg Retail Center. Jody is here from Big Green Egg. Everybody is cooking. Everybody's having a good time. And now, Chef Fred, it's time to make one of the B&Bs earn their keep around here. Now, he teased us with that chili recipe at the beginning, and I got to tell you what a tease it was. Now, I tried some just because he made a little quick batch, kind of a quickie batch for us, Chef Red. Let me tell you something. That chili, for your party tonight, this is what you got to have. This chili will hurt you. It is so good.
This is one you could have 365 days a year. Don't worry about it being hot outside in the summertime. This would be a meal that satisfies. This is true, down-to-earth comfort food, hands down.
Without further ado, we'd like to welcome to the Mobile Kitchens the man who is going to cook the first recipe out of the new Big Green Egg Cookbook celebrating the world's best smoker and grill. He's got his place marked. He's ready to rock. It is, of course, Chef Brian Hartness.
Hey, guys. What's going on?
What's going on, man?
Nothing much. Getting ready to do a little Egg Fest chili here, and we mentioned earlier. Should I go ahead and get started?
Yeah, why not?
All right, absolutely. So the first thing you want to do is you want to take some pecan chips, and if you want to do this overnight, you can do this overnight. You want to soak them in water for at least an hour, and that's going to keep them from burning. Second of all, we're going to, using our cast iron skillet or a cast iron Dutch oven, we're going to add some applewood smoked bacon. And I like to cut these into lardons, which means kind of lard or long, they say about a quarter of an inch by a quarter of an inch by an inch or so pieces.
You know, and that's a nice thing. I'm glad you said that when Kevin wasn't paying attention, because he'd be like, wait, what is a lardon?
Right. You can actually, you know, it's however, I like lardons because it just maintains the integrity as far as the pieces of bacon, and as you're eating it, you know what you're eating. Otherwise, it gets kind of lost.
True.
Second of all, we're going to take some diced yellow onions. We're going to take about 2 cups of that, about 2 cups of diced celery, and get that started. You want to cook that, you know, just kind of sweat it without really getting any color on it. We're going to cook that down for a couple of minutes, and once we get that done, we're going to add our garlic. We add our garlic now. If we added it kind of at the beginning, it would kind of burn, and it would lend a bitter flavor to the chili. So after that is said and done, we're going to use about 2 pounds of ground chuck. You know, we tried all kind, which ground sirloin, you know, so but we think that ground chuck has the best fat to lean ratio. You know, yeah. It's about an 80-20. You know,
80-20.
For me, fat is flavor, obviously. And so, you know, we got the bacon in there.
What are you looking at me for saying that? You don't know how I
looking
taste.
Looking at the both of you guys.
Yeah,
your show is called The Chef and the Fat Man, right?
Well, Brian, thanks for coming out for your debut and the ending of your career here at Chef and the Fat Man. No,
that's
I'm
right.
So, anyway, this makes a large pot of chili. It's going to go a long way. A little bit of fat never hurt anyone.
Well, let me ask you,
how many would you say normal, not Chef and a Fat Man portions, of course, but normal portions.
Normal portions of this, if you cook a big pot of this, I'd say it would feed up to 10 people.
Wow.
10 to 12 people. Nice. Yeah. Nicely. Yeah.
As long as we have enough crackers.
Like I said,
crackers and cheese.
A little bit goes a long way.
Cornbread.
Correct. That's what we're serving with this. There's our skillet cornbread. You can't beat it. So, we got our chuck nice and browned here. What we're going to do is we're going to refer to one of our recipes also that's in the book, which is our basic barbecue rub. It's just our basic barbecue rub that we have developed. It's probably, we use it all over this cookbook. So, we have that already pre-mixed here. We're going to add that to our chuck and... we want to kind of toast our spices.
We will find out a little bit more about that spice recipe. We're going to finish the chili. It's all about food. It's all about fun. It's all about calories and fat. We're working on your cheeks, and we're working on your thighs. Chef and the Fat Man taking it to the streets of Midtown, baby. Welcome back, my friends. Chef and the Fat Man live from the Midtown location of Cook's Warehouse. It is rocking. There are people all over the place. Sarah Levy is going through pens. Like you wouldn't believe, Sharpies are running out of ink. It's an amazing phenomenon here. As the Big Green Egg Cookbook has its first official book signing right here in Hotlanta, the home of the egg, the home of the Big Green Egg Cookbook. 2 years, Chef Red, 2 years it took to finally put this thing together.
And you know what? Well worth the wait. And the bad thing is, I think they've already sent somebody to go get more cookbooks.
Well, no doubt. I mean, I thought 1,000 was a little light myself.
Well, it turned out to be correct.
Well, as always, I am. But speaking of correct, Lord, we have the Eggfest Chili Correctness Expert, Chef Brian Hartness, who's standing by. When we last left him, he was getting ready to... He had talked about this rub that they put in there. Now, it's not Chef and the Fat Man's Zesty Love Rub, which I think is an excellent... would be the
Everybody
excellent thing to
rub.
Use here.
Everybody needs a good rub.
It really would, but we digress on that. But you've actually got a rub that you are sharing the secrets of. Why don't you tell people, you said the rub is used throughout the cookbook.
Right.
Tell us what's in this rub, because people are dying, drooling as we speak.
Well, we wanted to do a little something different, you know. And the way we did that is so we added some kind of sweet notes to this rub.
Nice.
Including sweet paprika, traditionally, or sometimes you can use smoked paprika, but we used sweet paprika in this case. Also celery seed. We got a little garlic powder, cayenne pepper, ground clove, actually. And that's going to lend another little background of, like, it's a little sweet here. What is that, you know? We're going to finish it off with a little salt, pepper, and, of course, light brown sugar, because you got to have something to balance the heat. You have to have sweet and heat. So,
sweet and hot.
Sweet
just
and hot.
Just like your host.
Absolutely.
Chef of the Fat Man and Blue Collar Chefs, live from Cook's Warehouse in Midtown, where we are celebrating the Big Green Egg Cookbook rollout and book signing with Sarah Levy. Now, she is a recipe author extraordinaire.
Yep.
I mean, she has put together this book that, if it says Big Green Egg, that means it's the very best of its genre.
Absolutely.
And so undoubtedly, she will be launched to greatness because of this book and because she launched it here at Cook's Warehouse in Midtown.
Right. When she called on me to help her out with this cookbook, I was more than ecstatic. You know, to help her, first of all, just to work with her is more than a pleasure. But to work with her on such, you know, a unique assignment and project was just a... was something that I was jumping through hoops for when I
Well, you know, this
out.
Is a big secret. Nobody knew this cookbook.
We were sworn to secrecy.
Yeah, know? Did you have to sign your life away? And
almost.
Oh, really?
Almost. So.
Yeah, well, that's good. It was well worth it. Now that we know a little bit about the rub, last time we left you, you were working on putting some of the rub in there. Now let's continue on with the Eggfest Chili.
Right. The reason that we add the spice to the actual ground meat, we like to brown or toast our spices, and that kind of that brings out a little more of the natural oils in the spices. And in addition to our barbecue rub, we're also going to add some other ingredients as far as spices go, which would be some chili powder. I got about a quarter cup of chili powder here. We're going to add, I think every good chili recipe needs some cumin in it. So we're going to put about 2 tablespoons of cumin. Again, we're going to go with something that's a little untraditional, which is a little cinnamon. Again, 2 tablespoons of cocoa powder.
Very good.
I think we mentioned that before, that nice background note. You know, what is that? What is that? So we're using a little cocoa
powder
here.
Never touch the pan because,
Oh my God. How did you do that?
Anyway.
That happens to me sometimes, actually. If you don't have cocoa powder, you can certainly use semi-sweet chocolate morsels if you wanted to as well. We're going to hit it with a little dried oregano, and that'll give it a little earthiness. And then we're going to also hit it with about a cup and a half of beef stock. You can make your own, or you can buy the really good stuff in your organic section of your grocery store, or there's some really good ones in your soup section.
Wait a minute. Did you say your organic section?
That's what I like to use. I like to use the organic beef stocks. I find that it has a lot less sodium in it. And so the end result, you can always add salt, but you can never really take it out.
Well, that's true. That is a truism.
Right. An undeniable and I think fact. That it has a much, much more profound beef flavor than something that you might buy out of a can.
I don't even know what the organic section of a store is.
Not surprised.
Yeah, right. Right.
Now, what are you trying to say?
Sorry, I'm not even
settle down, Bree. You're not up yet.
No, we can hear you. Don't worry.
There we go.
You know, if you don't have beef stock, you can certainly use water or chicken stock. You know, the beef itself is going to lend, and the spices are going to lend enough to the water to make its own flavorful stock itself. So, by all means, just improvise and make it happen. So,
we shall.
Right. In addition to that, we're going to go with our body, if you will, of the chili, which is going to be two 28-ounce cans of diced tomatoes. We're going to put in, like I said, three types of beans here. We got two cans of pinto beans. We got one can of kidney beans. We got one can of cannellini beans. And then we're going to finish it off by making our season it kind of to taste with balsamic vinegar and some Tabasco sauce to taste.
Now, one of the things, Brian, I like to do is when I do the beans, because in the can they get that nasty syrupy.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, that's a better word.
Right.
Dump them in a colander, rinse them real well.
Absolutely. You can also use dried beans, but if you're going to use dried beans, I recommend that you soak them overnight, and that'll cut down on the cooking by at least half.
At least by half.
So, like I said, you can. We're going to put a little balsamic vinegar in here. That's kind of non-traditional. Gives you that another ingredient that's kind of like what is that, you know? But and then we're going to season to taste with Tabasco sauce, like I said. I like a lot. I like my chili very spicy, so I'll use about a quarter of a cup of Tabasco sauce in this recipe.
But for what you're doing, that sounds like a lot.
Right.
And, like I said,
this feeds about 12 people.
Right, you know, Kevin and I.
2 pounds. Yeah, exactly.
And, you know, looking at you now, you know, I'm thinking you'd fit right into this trio fine.
Okay.
Bree, on the other hand.
I know I've been packing on a little weight, but...
You know, I just, you know, the holidays have been a little
hey,
rough.
Hey, enough of the weight jokes.
Okay.
All right, just lay off the fat guys.
All right.
Let me ask a question in the middle there. Brian, did you toast the cumin? Are the any of the spices toasted?
Yeah, what we did was we added everything to the beef while it was browning, and we kind of toasted the spices that way.
Okay. So the cumin is whole or powdered?
It's powdered. You can, if you want to, you can use whole cumin.
Okay.
What you would do is just get a dry skillet, place the cumin seeds in there, and basically you just kind of cook it till it gets a light smoke.
Take it
off the heat, add it to a spice grinder, and then I guarantee you'll never go back to using the already pre-ground stuff again. And like I said, you can certainly do that if you want to. So, in addition to our Tabasco sauce, I think that's where we left off.
Now, Tabasco sauce is good. But
your favorite hot sauce.
Yes, because Crystal is near dear to our heart. Now, that's a real Louisiana hot sauce. Like Tabasco. We actually had the owner of Crystal when we were down in New Orleans for French Quarter Fest last year. He actually came on, and Crystal hot sauce is so good. He took a tablespoon, and in front of everybody, just dropped a tablespoon of it, didn't even break a sweat. It is so good. It's so flavorful. It's got the right amount of vinegar to it. It's our favorite. But Tabasco is nice. I just wanted to throw that in.
Okay. Well, like I said, you can use your favorite hot sauce.
The same kind of peppers.
You don't even have to use hot sauce. You can put, you know, we've also got some chipotle peppers in here. And like I said, those are smoked and dried jalapenos. And what I like to do, since we're going to be fishing these out at the end, I just like to take them and make a little slit down them. Put those in there. Give it a nice stir. And then you'll put the lid on. And we're going to kind of simmer this for about an hour or so. And actually, what you want to do before that is add the chips. I'm sorry. Let me backtrack for a second. You want to add your pecan chips to... Take your Dutch oven off. Be careful. It's extremely hot. Add your pecan chips to your big green egg. Wait until they start smoking. You want to reduce the heat to about 300. Put the lid. Keep the lid off. I'm sorry. Close the big green egg lid and smoke the chili uncovered for about an hour and a half to 2 hours, and that's really going to develop that really nice pecan smoked chili.
Would you like to learn something about pecan?
Yes.
Okay. Do you know what the difference is between pecan and pecan?
Where you come from?
About $5.75 a pound.
Okay.
If you say pecan, they're $2 a pound. If you say pecans, they're $7.95 a pound.
Okay. I'll keep that in mind.
Never mind. Thank you, Papa Peppers. Anyway, we just want to know. See, on Chef of the Fat Man and Blue Collar Chef, we always elevate every chef to another level of their culinary knowledge. Now you know the difference between pecan and pecan.
Okay.
Just a little help.
All right.
Now, do you use wet chips or dry chips?
We use wet chips. Like I said, this will kind of prolong, since we're going to be smoking it for about an hour and a half, you want to use them extremely saturated chip. That'll let the chips last for about an hour and a half to 2 hours.
Nice.
While this thing smokes. If you use something dry, it's just going to burn right up. So, like I said, you get that going. 2 hours later, you want to take it off. Take the pot of chili off of the egg. Fish out those chipotles, unless you like, you like a surprise every now and then in your chili.
Yeah, it would be.
Hey, listen, if I step into a chipotle every once in a while, what the heck?
Right.
Say it now. Taste it forever.
I've done it before. I'm kind of used to it now, but I would prefer not to. But that's about it. You take it off, and then what you're going to do is, your traditional toppings for this is going to be a cheddar cheese. You can use a jack cheese if you want to. We like using an extra sharp cheddar cheese. Of course, scallions and sour cream. And that's about it.
There you have it. Brian Hartness with
Thank you guys.
The first recipe of several that we have from the Big Green Egg Cookbook, Sarah Levy. She is a recipe author. She is sitting right behind us. The books are flying out of the boxes. She's on her third Sharpie. It's an amazing thing, my friends. It is the phenomena that is the Big Green Egg. And what better place to celebrate the first book signing of the newest cookbook craze to hit America right here at the Cook's Warehouse in Midtown. All these happy people, all these happy cookbooks. Jody is in the house. I mean, by God, does it get any better than that?
No, it doesn't.
No, it doesn't. That was your cue.
I don't think so.
No, it doesn't.
Well, actually, I know what would be better.
What?
What are you holding in your hands right now?
My microphone.
Okay. What do I have in my hands right now?
Nothing.
What am I missing?
Everything.
No.
What?
McFly, hello. The cookbook.
Man, I'm telling you, the people I have to work with. Chef and a Fat Man, the Blue Collar Chefs, when we come back, more food, more fun, more excitement. It's packed at Cook's Warehouse. Taking it to the streets of Midtown, baby.
Thanks a lot, guys.